carpet stains can be a nightmare for homeowners and renters in South Maine. They not only detract from the appearance of your home, but can also create unpleasant odors and harbor bacteria and allergens. The key to effectively removing carpet stains is quick action and the use of the right cleaning methods and products. In this blog, we'll take a look at the most common carpet stains found in South Maine and the best ways to remove them, as well as tips for preventing future stains and maintaining your carpet's cleanliness. Whether you're looking to tackle a stubborn stain yourself or are thinking about hiring a professional carpet cleaner, this guide will provide you with the information you need to make the best decision for your home. The importance of quick action for carpet stains. Carpet stains can be unsightly, unpleasant, and even harmful to your health if not removed properly. However, the key to effectively removing carpet stains is quick action. The longer a stain sits on a carpet, the harder it becomes to remove. This is because many types of stains, such as those caused by food, drinks, or pet accidents, can penetrate the fibers of the carpet and set in, making them much more difficult to remove. When it comes to removing stains from your carpet and upholstery, the faster you can act, the better. Try to address the stain as soon as it occurs, and before it has a chance to dry and set in. If the stain is still wet, use a clean, white cloth or paper towel to blot up as much of the spill as possible. This will help to remove some of the stain-causing material before it has a chance to penetrate the fibers of the carpet. Acting quickly is especially important when dealing with certain types of stains, such as those caused by red wine, coffee, or juice, which can be especially difficult to remove if they're not addressed right away. In addition, certain types of stains like blood, ink, or other organic matter can produce bacteria and allergens if left too long, potentially becoming a health hazard. Quick action also helps in this regard as it prevents the growth of these harmful microorganisms and thus maintains the hygienic conditions of the carpet. The best methods for removing different types of stains. When it comes to removing stains from carpets and upholstery, it's important to use the right cleaning methods and products. Different types of stains require different approaches for removal, so knowing which cleaning method is best suited for each type of stain can help you to effectively remove them without damaging your carpet or an expensive Persian rug in the process. In this section, we'll explore the best methods for removing some of the most common carpet stains found in South Maine. Here are some of the most effective ways to tackle different types of stains. Food and drink stains. Blot the area with a clean, white cloth or paper towel to absorb as much of the spill as possible. If the stain is still wet, mix 1 tablespoon of liquid dish detergent with 2 cups of cold water and use this solution to blot up the remaining stain. Rinse with cold water and blot until the area is dry. Pet accident stains. Absorb as much of the pet stains as possible with a clean, white cloth or paper towel. Use an enzymatic cleaner to address any remaining residue and neutralize odors. Follow up by rinsing the area with cold water and blotting until the area is dry. Oil or grease stains. Use a clean cloth to blot up as much of the spill as possible, then sprinkle cornstarch or baking soda over the affected area and let sit for at least 30 minutes. Vacuum up the powder before applying a carpet cleaning solution according to the manufacturer's directions. Rinse with cold water and blot until dry. Red wine stains. Blot up as much of the spill as possible with a clean, white cloth or paper towel. Mix 1 tablespoon of dishwashing liquid with 2 cups of cold water and use this solution to blot up any remaining stain residue. Rinse with cold water and blot until dry. Ink stains. Use a clean cloth to blot up as much of the spill as possible, then mix 1 tablespoon of rubbing alcohol with 2 cups of cold water. Use this solution to blot up any remaining stain residue. Rinse with cold water and blot until dry. Blood stains. Apply hydrogen peroxide directly to the stain and let sit for at least an hour before blotting with a clean cloth. Mix 1 tablespoon of liquid dish detergent with 2 cups of cold water and use this solution to blot up any remaining residue. Rinse with cold water and blot until dry. From red wine to pet accidents, there's a solution for every type of stain. With the right products and cleaning methods, you can remove even the toughest carpet stains with ease. How to choose the right carpet stain remover? Carpet stains can be a nuisance, but with the right carpet stain remover, they can be removed quickly and easily. However, with so many options available, it can be overwhelming to figure out which product to use. Here, we'll explore how to choose the right carpet stain remover for your needs. The first step in choosing a carpet stain remover is to identify the type of stain you're dealing with. Different types of stains, such as those caused by food, drinks, or pet accidents, require different cleaning solutions. For example, a red wine stain will require a different type of remover than a pet urine stain. Once you've identified the type of stain, you can then look for products specifically designed to remove that type of stain. Many carpet stain removers are labeled with the types of stains they're best for, such as pet urine or red wine. Another factor to consider when choosing a carpet stain remover is the type of carpet fibers you have. Some products are formulated for use on specific types of carpet fibers, such as wool or synthetic. You will want to be sure to use a product that is safe for your specific carpet fibers. Not all products are safe on all types of fibers. Consider also checking the product's pH level, since some carpet fibers can be damaged by highly acidic or highly alkaline solutions. It's important to find a product with a pH level that is appropriate for your carpet. Finally, it's always a good idea to test a small, inconspicuous area of your carpet before using a new product to ensure that it won't damage your carpet. This will help to avoid any unwanted surprises when you're trying to remove the stain. DIY versus professional carpet cleaning for stain removal. Carpet stains can be unsightly and unpleasant, but they don't have to be permanent. There are 2 main options for removing stains from your carpet: DIY cleaning methods or professional carpet cleaning. In this guide, we'll take a look at the pros and cons of both options to help you decide which one is best for your needs. DIY cleaning methods are often less expensive than a professional cleaning, and you have the flexibility to clean your carpets on your own schedule. You can purchase a wide range of carpet cleaning solutions and products at your local store, and can do the cleaning yourself. Many DIY solutions can be just as effective as professional cleaning in removing stains, particularly for less stubborn ones, and are safe to use with the right instructions. On the other hand, professional carpet cleaning companies have the experience, equipment, and knowledge to remove even the most stubborn stains. They use professional-grade equipment and cleaning solutions that are not available to the public, and they can get rid of stains that you may not be able to remove yourself. Professional cleaning is ideal for those who want to ensure that their carpets are spotless and free of allergens and bacteria. Another benefit of professional cleaning is that they can use methods such as steam cleaning, hot water extraction, or dry cleaning that can give you a deeper and more thorough cleaning, especially if you haven't cleaned your carpets in a while. In addition, they often offer services like deodorizing and pet odor treatment, which can be more difficult to achieve with DIY methods. However, it's important to note that professional carpet cleaning can be expensive, and it's not always necessary to have your carpets cleaned professionally unless it's for a special occasion or in case of heavily stained carpets or a larger area. Furthermore, both DIY and professional carpet cleaning have their advantages and disadvantages. DIY cleaning methods are often less expensive and more convenient, but professional cleaning companies have the experience, equipment, and cleaning solutions to remove even the most stubborn stains. It's ultimately up to you to decide which option is best for your specific needs, your budget, and your carpet's condition. Maintaining your carpet's cleanliness to prevent future stains in South Maine. Carpet stains can be unsightly and unpleasant, but they don't have to be a constant problem. A key way to prevent future stains is by maintaining your carpet's cleanliness on a regular basis. In this guide, we'll take a look at some of the best ways to maintain your carpet's cleanliness and prevent future stains in South Maine. One of the most effective ways to prevent future stains is to vacuum your carpets on a regular basis. Vacuuming removes dirt, dust, and other debris that can accumulate in your carpets over time, which can lead to stains. Additionally, using a good quality vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter can help to remove allergens, pet dander, and bacteria that can be found in carpets, keeping your home cleaner and healthier. Another effective way to prevent future stains is to use doormats and rugs in entryways and high traffic areas in your home. This can help to trap dirt and debris before it has a chance to get into your carpets, preventing stains from occurring in the first place. Regular professional cleaning is also an effective way to maintain your carpet's cleanliness and prevent future stains. Professionals have the equipment, knowledge, and solutions to get rid of tough and deep-seated stains and can also help to remove allergens, bacteria, and other harmful particles from your carpets. It's also a good idea to spot clean your carpets as soon as a stain occurs. This way you can prevent the stain from setting in and becoming more difficult to remove. Having a good quality stain remover handy and knowing how to properly use it can be very helpful in this regard. Finally, being mindful of the activities that occur in your home can also help to prevent future stains. For example, encouraging people to remove their shoes before entering your home or placing a rug or mat under your pet's water bowls can help to prevent stains from occurring in the first place. In conclusion, it's important to stay on top of carpet stains in South Maine. Not only can they detract from the appearance of your home, but can also create unpleasant odors and harbor bacteria and allergens that can be a health hazard. The key to effectively removing carpet stains is quick action and using the right cleaning methods and products. By following the tips outlined in this blog and maintaining your carpet's cleanliness on a regular basis, you can keep carpet stains from becoming a nightmare for yourself or your tenant. With the right products and cleaning methods and relying on carpet cleaning in South Maine, even tough and deep-seated stains can be removed easily and effectively. The best way to protect your carpets from future stains.